This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Usually the Lugash debate series, a debate between our Tommy Lugow and Sean Morash, a spur of the moment. They start fighting. We call a timeout. They have a formal debate. But they started arguing yesterday about who's done a worse job, Brian Daboll or Joe Shane. And I said, hold that thought. Tiki's back tomorrow. We'll have a Lugash debate series. And that is coming up at 3:30 today. So I hope both of you guys have prepared yourself and you're ready to go.
Yeah, I don't need to be prepared to beat Tommy, so.
Well, that's not always true because I have heard from both of you guys, hey, I wasn't really prepared for this one. Well, this time there's no arguments. You were prepared. It's like a presidential debate. You had time to prepare.
So the 8 times I beat you, what was your excuse for that?
You beat me.
Okay. Got it. Well, maybe you should prepare yourself because I'm only 2 back and I'm going to be 1 back in about an hour.
That is correct. It's 10-8 Morash in the history of the Lugash debate series, which has been going on for more than a year. So we'll get to that coming up in a half hour. Before we get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019, I find this highly entertaining. I know some Jet fans get bothered by this, but Aaron Glenn playing hide the potato, basically, from the media in terms of, is that the game? Hide the what? It's hide the something. It's not potato,
you're thinking
though.
Of hot potato.
No, I am, but there's
so
a
hide.
Hide the sausage?
I know what you're saying.
Is it hide the sausage?
No.
I don't know what game you were playing.
It's
That's
hide
a
the
different game you probably play with your wife.
It's hide the something, though, right? Isn't there a game like hide the
Hide the. Is it hide the turkey?
No.
Well, I don't know. This is not familiar to me.
I can't look it up or I'm going to lose Aaron Glenn that we're about to play.
All right. Forget it. Usually Aaron Glenn plays this comical game, and he's been doing it now for a couple of weeks where he won't tell us who the starting quarterback is. Some Jet fans are bothered by it. Some get pissed about it. I was talking to somebody in the sports media review landscape. That was weird. Andrew Marchand, I'll just say his name. Because he was saying, you know, we were talking to each other about this. And he's like, he's got to tell the truth. And I'm like, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I find it mostly funny.
Now he's making light of it. It is funny.
It kind of is.
When he was serious and getting upset and pissed off at the media, that felt mean.
Exactly.
Now it sounds like it's just, he's having fun.
It feels like there's a different spirit to it. Anyhow, here it is. Aaron Glenn today. Playing the game of who's the Jets' starting quarterback?
Question has to be asked. Do you plan on naming a starter?
Like, say it again.
A starter quarterback.
We have a quarterback.
All right, follow up on that. Either you're not going to tell us Fields or Taylor.
We have a quarterback.
Unrelated to having a quarterback.
Okay.
Would you like to get to a point here where you have a set quarterback where he... whether it's Taylor Fields, whatever, he is your guy so that you can deal with the ebbs and flows where, say, it's Justin or it's Taylor, they have a bad game on Sunday. It's okay, it's the other one next week. We're riding with this guy the rest of the season. He is our quarterback.
Well, the thing is, I don't worry about those things. Our guys know who's going to be the quarterback. I know who's going to be the quarterback. It's just not my responsibility to have to tell you that.
Okay, so the quarterback.
Okay. Thank you.
I love that he laughed at the end.
Glenn is a weird guy.
He laughed at the end.
He did. And what's going to happen is Tyrod Taylor is not going to start. Justin Fields is, right? We all know that.
And we all know it.
We all know it.
And the media knows it. Why are you even asking?
We just want him to officially say it. But here's what I'm curious about, and I guess it's dependent on the way Justin plays on Sunday. Does there ever come a point where we stop asking? Which is kind of what Connor Hughes is alluding to, where instead of us asking who the quarterback is, we already know the answer. Like, no one asked Brian Daboll this week who the Giants starter was.
Oh, I see. Because it happens.
He's
just
the starter.
You just know that it's Jackson Dart.
Right. Like, if Fields plays really well, okay, let's say he balls out again. Are we still going to do this next week?
I would think not. Like, I think this is a bye week because it's a bye week. What else are you doing?
Right.
A bye week and first week back from bye week, back and forth. Like this little, I don't know, tit for tat that he's having with the media. After this week and Justin Fields plays, and let's say he plays well, you're not having this conversation anymore.
Remember how this started. So this started 2 weeks ago when Fields was benched. And Tyrod Taylor finished the rest of the game.
Yes.
And so it was a natural question to say, who is the quarterback?
Well, and then Woody chimed in.
And Woody chimed in. Right. That's also a part of that.
Right. So it became, is Tyrod Taylor going to start because Woody told Aaron Glenn to start Tyrod Taylor? Or does he have to start Justin Fields so he doesn't look like he's listening to Woody Johnson?
And also thrown into that was the fact that Tyrod Taylor was on the injury report.
Yes.
He had this knee issue. And so that's how the game started. And then Fields played well. The Jets won. They go into a bye week. And this week is just confirmation. Like, hey, so it's clearly going to be Justin Fields? Let me make this clear, because I haven't had the chance to make this clear, because a lot has changed over the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how Justin Fields plays on Sunday. I mean, I do care, but I don't care in terms of my decision as a Jet fan. He's the quarterback the rest of the season. Because unlike Tyrod Taylor, who I like, who's a nice veteran, we already know what he is.
Yeah.
And while the odds of Justin Fields retaining this job or being the long-term answer are obviously incredibly small, he is still the guy with the biggest upside. He is still the guy with the number two in front of his age as opposed to the number three. So in my opinion, Justin Fields is the quarterback, no matter how bad he looks on Sunday or how good he looks on Sunday. I don't know if Aaron Glenn shares that view. I don't know if Darren Mooji shares that view. They are clearly not going to tell us, and we're going to play this game. But I will just tell you, as a Jet fan, he should just play.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Carlos in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Carlos?
What's up?
Hey, guys. Love you guys. I listen to you, but I'm a nighttime caller, but I had to call in because Dave was getting too much of this. I mean, how much are we going to put this on Mara? You know, think about it. When they made him keep Daniel Jones, he was brought in as a quarterback guru. We all agree. All right? Now he got his quarterback, and every step of the way, he has done the right thing by this kid. I talked to C-Mac last night, and I made this point. Remember in the beginning of the season, it was Russell Wilson to start, and Dart is going to be number two. And everybody's like, why is he doing that? If
right.
Wilson gets hurt, they're going to bring him in. It was calculated. He wasn't going to have that kid start knowing that Andrew Thomas wasn't there. The minute Andrew Thomas got healthy, he plugged him in. And we started doing stuff. Like, you know, I just don't understand. I almost feel bad for Dable because he is, you see, we're scoring points. All the injuries
right.
have killed us. He doesn't have neighbors. Scattable. I mean, look what he's doing with Larry, Joe, and Curly as the wide receiving crew. Could you imagine if he had a number one receiver?
I think his number one is hurt. That's the problem. Look, is Dave's getting somewhat of a bad rap? Sure, because of the biggest issue with this team right now is not the offense. It's the defense.
But he's the head coach.
Exactly. He's the head coach, and he puts the staff together, and he makes a decision.
Yes.
On what the defensive coordinator is going to do. And so the ineptness, while not directly his fault, it flows uphill. It just is what it is.
We have to realize that when a head coach is hired, yes, they come from a background of being defensive-minded, offensive-minded, or in some cases,
or neutral.
Special right. teams, right?
Right. Like John Harbaugh.
Eventually, and to me it's immediately, I just view you as the head coach. And you're responsible for everything.
Of course.
You
Dave's gets asked about the defensive issues after games.
Because he's the head coach.
Of course.
You actually said...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Something very quickly, but it's so true, and I thought it represented the way I view head coaches. Talking about the fumbling, you're like, well, it was really
Gerald Ingram,
but Tom Coughlin's the head coach. Yes. The head coach gets responsible, even if they're not specifically doing it, for the good and the bad.
Yes, agreed.
But they're the head coach.
Right.
And so... yes, it's good to specifically say Shane Bowen stinks, but who's responsible for Shane Bowen?
Right.
Just like who's responsible for Gerald Ingram?
Right.
It's the head coach. So you could sit here all day, and I appreciate the call. We appreciate the call, Carlos, as a nighttime listener saying, hey, I got to chime in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But the excuses for Brian Daboll or the defenses concerning what he's done with the quarterback, that's all fine.
Right, just like you win as and lose as a team, you either have accountability or don't as a coaching staff.
It's yes. The same. It's exactly the same.
And especially because he's already moved through one defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale, as we all know. And so he had his choice of who he could pick. And there were plenty of names out there. And, you know, he went with Shane Bowen. Again, Shane Bowen's not necessarily a bad pick, but... It doesn't feel like it's working out.
I got a great...
And it's not like he's getting away fired another coach and keeping his job.
No, definitely not. It's not a great example. It's just I want to make the point with an example. Do you think at 8-2, Sean Payton's doing a good job?
Yes.
He's doing a good job. Would you agree he's doing a good job?
Yes.
But he's an offensive-minded head coach, and the quarterback's moving backwards, and the offense isn't good. Well... he hired Vance Joseph,
mm-hmm.
and their defense is a top three unit. He's the head coach, though.
That's the point.
Yes.
Like, yes.
So he gets credit for it.
Of course he does. Like, I don't think you hesitated at all when I said, is Sean Payton doing a good job?
Yes.
Like, yes.
Because he's ultimately winning. He knows, yes. He's finding ways to win games.
And ultimately, Brian Daboll is losing.
Yes.
Like, this
finding
offense.
Finding ways to lose games.
This offense could be fifth best in the league. By the way, it's not. But let's say it was. We can give him all the credit for the offense. You're still the head coach, and you need to win games. Mm-hmm. And you're responsible for every aspect of your team, much like Sean Payton. So, now, the difference is Sean Payton has been around for such a long time that even though we think of him as an offensive-minded guy, you have an 18-year career, you've won a Super Bowl, you're all-encompassing. That's when you know you're a good head coach, when we stop with these stupid labels.
Right.
Like, I want to not think of Aaron Glenn as a former defensive coordinator or former cornerback for the New York Jets. I want to think of him as an all-around head coach. Most people don't even remember where John Harbaugh came from in terms of his background. Most people don't remember at all where Mike Tomlin came from his background.
Right.
When you're that good, it doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, he's been, what is it, 17 years? No, 16 years.
For Tomlin? Yeah, I think so.
That is crazy. But have we gotten to that point with McVay yet, where we stop thinking of him as the offensive guy and as a head coach?
We don't, only because he's so freaking amazing at it, but yes, he's a head coach.
And he's won a Super Bowl. So I think once you win a Super Bowl, it becomes less about, I schemed this thing perfectly, and that's why we won, because we just outscored the opponent. I think it's more about success than, you know, what's his offense rank.
19th season for Mike Tomlin.
19th.
His 19th season, he has had zero losing seasons, but three 500 seasons.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
By the way, sign me up.
Yeah, right. If we had a 500 season, which I know is tougher because of the odd amount of games, we'd have a parade here in New York.
Right.
Alan's in Connecticut. What's up, Alan?
So I think if I told you the Giants could get a coach that's 15th all time in wins, what would you think about that?
On paper, it sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, this is the New York Giants. We are done with this first-time head coach nonsense. Ben McAdoo, Joe Judge. Now, Daboll, and you can even go Pat Shermer, who didn't have any success at all before they even gave him the job. He had like 9 wins. Why don't you go get a guy like Mike McCarthy, who's proven he can win, who can change the culture the way Tibbs changed the culture for the Knicks? And then, you know, if you get to a point 4 or 5 years later, then you bring in a closer to finish it off. But they need to bring in a coach that's experienced.
I love the idea. I love Mike McCarthy, and I want it to happen so badly because I already have the audio saved. Some of the smart-ass comments that have been made by Giant fans over the years about Mike McCarthy. Mm-hmm. But that's not the reason I would hire him. I'd hire him because I think he's kind of right. He's an adult who's had success, who's developed quarterbacks. He's 63. Who cares? It's just a number.
Yeah.
I got no issue with Mike McCarthy. It'd be a good hire.
The reason you like older coaches like that have had experience and have been around the league for a long time is because of how he'll fill his staff.
Mm.
So when you're young, when you're the Ben Johnsons of the world and you're getting a head coaching job, you just feel like I know every answer, right? I'm the young genius. I know every answer. I'm going to bring this guy who I know, we grew up in this system together and blah, 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 and it's going to be my staff and we're going to all figure this thing out together and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. But when it doesn't work and you're a young first-time head coach like Robert Saleh and your offensive coordinator is completely, well, in this case, what we know what the situation happened with the Jets offensive coordinators, and you have to move on from him, where do you go? Like, and you don't have a big enough Rolodex to go get somebody you know and trust, not what somebody else is telling you they know and trust, but who you know and trust to do the job well, because you don't have the experiences. And so I remember this with Jim when John Fox left to go be the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. And he couldn't find a defensive coordinator.
Right.
And so we ended up just hiring internally. Johnny Lynn became the defensive coordinator, and he was fine, but it wasn't anything special. He was defensive coordinator for a year. So it's like, if you don't have the Rolodex to get the right staff, it doesn't matter what kind of head coach you are. And so that's the one benefit of a Mike McCarthy. Is it, you know, he's going to put together a decent staff because he's had to do it multiple times in his career.
I think the other benefit is the resume is the resume. He's a really good head coach. Yes. I mean, his last year in Dallas, Dak Prescott missed half the season.
Mm-hmm.
He had to play Cooper Rush for 8 games.
Right.
Like, his resume is what he is. And for whatever reason, I've had my theories on this. And this is not to pick on something Sean said 2 years ago, because it's really not about you. It's about everybody else. The crap that has been said about Mike McCarthy has never made sense to me. It's never been fair, and I don't know why.
Well,
going back to his Green Bay days.
It's only because of his Green Bay days. It's because Aaron Rodgers turned against him.
Well, but how about the Dallas days? And I understand that everyone hates the Dallas Cowboys. When was the last time the Dallas Cowboys had three straight 12-win seasons before Mike McCarthy? And the answer is when they won the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Right.
I'm just going to skip us guessing. He did something pretty impressive in Dallas. And what do most people say about his time in Dallas?
He couldn't win the big game in the postseason.
Well, guess what? Wouldn't you like to get to the big game in the postseason?
Of course.
Right? Step one.
We'll take those level two problems.
Right.
I agree.
You agree?
Honestly.
I've turned on that.
Give me the level two problem.
Yes.
I'll worry about winning Super Bowls when I see back-to-back playoff years.
Yes.
I agree. That's the we call them Yankee issues, honestly, because they're the one team 100% in this town who has that issue. They're good every year, but they're never good enough. Sonny and Malvern. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Teek.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Teek, you mentioned Coughlin before, who's my second favorite coach of all time next to Parcells.
Right, right.
You know that in his first three, I think you know this, his first 3 years, he was 6-2, he was 11-5, made the playoffs, and then 10-6, and they wanted him fired.
I know.
So think of how crazy that is, and that Dable still has his job. I mean, it's a miracle, if you think about it.
Right.
And listen, I know two other points, please. One, I know I'm in a very small minority. The Denver game, the 3rd-and-5, I like the call. Listen, it was intercepted. You know, Dart fell a little bit, and it happened. But everybody's complaint was that they wanted to save the timeout, wanted Denver to call that last timeout. Denver, the next time they got the ball, scored like 40 seconds, didn't even use their timeout, New England, Tom Brady never ran the ball three times straight.
Hold on, I'll let you finish. Denver, they scored in 51 seconds because the turnover was at the 40-yard line. Right.
Right. But still, I mean, did New England and Tom Brady in that situation ever run the ball three times up the middle? No, you played to win the game, as somebody once said, right?
Okay, but Tom Brady was a vet who had won championships, right? Tom Brady wasn't doing that. And if you doubt me, go watch the games when Tom Brady was playing in his first year. He did very little, if anything, to win those games.
That's the comp. That's the great point. Like, when you say Tom Brady wouldn't do that, shouldn't we look at 2001 Tom Brady?
Yes.
Because he was a rookie?
Yes. You will be so unimpressed with Tom Brady statistics and play. Just watch the game film. I don't know if it's hard to get, but watch him in his first year. He's not doing anything. They are winning with defense and running the ball. And Tom Brady just doesn't make mistakes.
No, you're right.
Why? Because he's not put in a position on 3rd-and-5 to make a dumb mistake and lose a game against the Denver Broncos.
I never think it's fair in general, and we respect Sonny, to bring up Tom Brady because he's like the greatest of all time.
Right.
But if you're going to bring him up, we almost have to look at the rookie Tom Brady because Jackson Dart's a rookie.
Right.
Playing his, by the way, how many is game?
Two years from now. 3rd-and-5, Denver Broncos in Denver, exact same scenario. You're up by 2 scores, and you got to have a play to go put the ball in Jackson Dart's hands. I trust him.
Not yet.
But not as a rookie in his third career start on the road in a really tough environment to play in against a really tough defensive coordinator and Vance Joseph, who's going to get medieval on you as soon as it's 3rd-and-a situation. It was 3rd-and-a situation. He got fooled by it because he thought everybody was coming and it was man zero coverage behind it. I got Theo Johnson, even though there's a linebacker that dropped out in the coverage and is spying you to do whatever you do. I'm mirroring you. And when you make a mistake, I'm capitalizing. So, fourth year, third year, maybe even, hell, second year, Jackson Dart, by all means.
Yeah.
Rookie Jackson Dart, when you have to win that game, have to run the frickin' ball, period.
Rookies are dumb. Did your source, Sean, ever say that the reason they were going to fire Brian Daboll was that play to call decision?
I never got that, but that was a big part of the collapse in Denver.
Maybe yeah. I'll ask Nikki. Maybe she knows.
Nikki might. Go ask her.
Maybe I will.
She'll be happy to
do
get that call.
Do you know Nikki?
Do I?
No. Evan.
Oh, do I?
Yes.
No, Nikki was the lady who tweeted out the story that Sean reported 2 days earlier. Mm. Now, I defend Sean.
What was her story?
Her story was exactly the same.
Exactly the same. And I actually went rabbit hole. Like, she went even more with names that I didn't even have involved. So.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm not even going to bring that up.
But the point is, like, where I will defend her and you, and call me the middleman, call me Switzerland, is I understand where she sits there and says, wait a second, I put this out there 2 days ago, and now this egg on the radio, Sean Morash, is saying the same thing. Why is that getting a lot of attention? Why did he copy me? I don't think you copied her, though. I think you may have similar sources to her.
Yeah, I think there's enough sprung leaks in there that are telling people stuff. Yeah,
I think you guys should go to a Giant game together. And what if I supplied the tickets? Like a kumbaya moment.
Evan,
she's a Giant fan. You're a Giant fan.
Evan, I appreciate the offer. And I'm not saying I would not go to a Giant game with her. I'm done for the season. I'm tapped out.
Really?
I'm not going back to that place this year. I will go back next year. The weather is turning and the team stinks. I'm tired of blowing a whole Sunday going to New Jersey.
You're that kind of fan, are you?
That kind of fan.
Yeah.
Evan.
I'm going back to MetLife Stadium. Maybe not this Sunday, but I'll be back this season numerous
times.
Good for
you. I got home quicker going to a game in Washington, D.C. at 1 o'clock than I did this past Sunday. I'm done for the year.
All right. Well, when we come back, the highly anticipated Lugash debate series. Who has been worse over the last few years, Brian Daboll or Joe Shane? We'll get back to your calls at 888-808-1019. Over the last few weeks, really months, certainly days, there's been a lot of discussion about Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. Even the idea that one may stay, one may be gone. So I put a poll out about 3 days ago. Very simple poll. It was, who's done a worse job, Joe Shane or Brian Daboll? And it was remarkably split, very split between the two of them. And so we had a discussion yesterday, Teak, about who's done a better job or a worse job, depending on how you want to phrase it, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Sean and Lugie got passionate with each other. That sounds weird. They got passionate about the subject. Sean was very much on the side of Joe Shane has done a worse job, and Lugie came to the defense of Joe Shane. And I must tell you, as an IFO, as someone who doesn't really think either guy's done a great job, I found the debate really interesting. Because even if I say they've both done a terrible job and most people agree, there is still usually someone who's done a worse job. So we decided, let's formalize this. Tiki will be able to watch it as well.
Oh.
Let's have a Lugash debate series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, you got the music ready? Here it is! We've even brought out the scoreboard.
It has become my favorite part of this is when Tiki rolls out the scoreboard.
And it's funny. I didn't wait for TV, but I've also learned you don't wait for TV. We do the show. It is what it is. So, Tiggy has brought out the scoreboard, which says Lugash Debate Series. It is currently 10-8 in favor of Sean, and Sean has what they call the possession arrow, and because of that, he gets to decide if he wants to begin the debate or let his opponent go first. We call that deferring. Each person will get 60 seconds to make their case. When they are done, they then get to yell at each other if they feel that's necessary. So, again, we will frame the debate. Who's been worse? Brian Daboll or Joe Shane? Sean, you have the arrow. Will you defer or will you begin the debate?
Chickens defer. Give me my shovel. Let me bury him early.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, the clock begins now.
Quick baseline. I want to remind everybody, it doesn't matter how bad two individuals are. There's always a worse of anything. I mean, that's bottom line. Me or Tommy, somebody's worse. Tommy, here's the deal. Joe Shane, for every good movie he's done, is a cover-up for another worse movie he's had before. I mean, he had to sign Darius Slayton back this year, doesn't catch passes, because he failed at drafting Jalen Hyatt. He had to sign Jermaine Illuminor to this mega deal because he failed at drafting Evan Neal. Every allocation of free agency resources is to cover up yet another draft failure. Brian Daboll won a coach of the year with a crappier roster than they have now. Has Joe Shane ever come close to sniffing an executive of the year? Never. How the hell, above anything else, does Joe Shane give guaranteed money to Graham Gano for the last 3 years only to have him scratched in several games with no answer available while all these other teams find kickers as well? And his big grand plause here is going to be Jackson Dart. He wanted to trade for Cam Ward. He wanted to trade for Matt Stafford. He even sniffed around with Aaron Rodgers.
Time is up. Tommy Lugauer, the floor is yours.
Okay, I believe the Giants have the right personnel. They don't have the right coaches. Let's start with the defensive line. Carter, Burns, Thibodeau. Let's go to the secondary. Flott, Phillips. The two guys that Sean said have sunk the season because they got hurt. Adebo, Holland. Those are Joe Shane signings. Let's go to offense. Scadaboo, Steele in the fourth round. Neighbors, enough said. The offensive line that people screamed about forever has stabilized under Joe Shane. Malik Nabers speaks for himself, and I think they're going to take another wide receiver probably out of Ohio State, the kid. He's projected at number five right now. I got him right here. Carnell Tate.
Jeremiah Smith.
Oh, Smith, I don't think he's ready to come out
Smart
yet.
Smith can't come out right.
That
right.
Doesn't count for my time. Also, look at the teams. The Pats, the Chargers, and the Bears have all gotten better since firing their head coach, and oh, by the way, they all had young rookie quarterbacks or young quarterbacks too, and they've all taken the next step. So you don't have to have the marriage there. Daboll is 20-39 as a coach. 20-39. This team is ready to win. They are a piece or two, maybe three away player-wise, but they don't have the right head coach.
And I gave you the extra time. Yeah. Now you guys can, you know, do your thing.
Joe Shane is 20-39 as an executive.
Right, but no. But I don't want to hear about this. The reason why I don't want to hear about the last couple of years, because Evan brought this up yesterday, the roster now, this roster is a team that can win games. This roster is a team that could go to the playoffs this year and next year. Why? Because they now have the quarterback. And this head coach, even with this quarterback, can't win.
Okay, and you pointed to Adebo and Holland. I agree, great signings. Why the hell did he let McKinney and Love walk when he could have just had two safeties on the roster? And why did
but he was able to replace
why did he have to sign Adebo? He traded up for Deontay Banks in the first round of his second draft, which was
he also drafted
better.
Phillips. He also drafted Flott, who's played a lot
Phillips,
better.
Phillips leading the league in penalties. Tyler Newbin forgot how to play
because they're
football.
Not disciplined. They're not disciplined.
Or, hear me out, they stink. And they always did.
Oh, no. Oh, so they have to get rid of their defensive coordinator, who's the new human shield. I mean, Shane Bowen, now it's his fault. At what point is it the head coach's fault? At what point?
It's all their fault. Shane just sucks worse.
This roster, to me, when you look at the team, seriously, when you look at it on paper and you have Dart, Scadaboo, Neighbors, another stud rookie wide receiver coming in the first round, the defensive line that I laid out, this secondary, you're telling me that that's not a team ready to win? They don't have better players than they. Let me ask you this. Do they have better players or better coaching? Meaning, if you had these players without the coaches, would you rather have them or would you rather have this head coach and this staff?
I'd rather have that coach.
And no, you're wrong. You would not rather have this coach.
I'm going to end with this. He let a Hall of Fame talent like Saquon Barkley walk out the door and sign with the Philadelphia Eagles and win a Super Bowl. What kind of general manager
does
that?
This team next year with Mike McCarthy wins 10 games.
All right. That was a hell of a debate. I definitely have a winner. Do you want
to
go first?
Well, you also have to remember, this isn't about what you think. This isn't about who's in your mind right. It's who won the debate.
100%. It's about who won the debate.
I'm still deciding.
Okay. I'll give you an answer then.
Go ahead.
I think Tommy kicked his ass. And I'll tell you why. And I was sure of it for the entire time I knew Tommy was winning. Mm. Sean secured it at the end. That is such a cheap-ass populist move.
Which is?
To be like, and remember, he let Saquon leave. Are you serious?
It's about the debate I was told.
I know, but that was cheap. That's like a politician at the end saying, and by the way, I hate taxes.
Did he pay Darius Slayton to Saquon money?
Well, Sean is, the problem is they're both right about so many things.
They are? Oh, absolutely.
I mean, can this be a tie?
Oh, you're going tie?
I mean, honestly, it's a tie.
He's going.
Because I don't think anybody can escape culpability. Seriously. And Sean was right. So if I had to pick, I'd say Sean was right because he said it before he said the Saquon cheap shot, which is. They're both to blame. They're both steak. Shane is just worse.
I am talking to the judges right now. They are saying this is going to count as a vote for Sean Morash. So we are a hung jury.
Hung jury.
Which means, of course, we have to go to a random caller to decide it. Ah, this is going to work out very well.
Yeah, coincidental.
Ozzy in Woodridge. Ozzy, the floor is yours to break this tie.
Sean did a worse job. Sean's voice got more higher pitched, meaning he panicked more. Therefore, Thomas J.V. Filler Show Lugauer takes this Lugash debate series.
Nice, excellent, Tommy. Excellent job, Tommy. Congratulations. Before we do allow you to make whatever point you wanted to make, want to be fair to the callers who get to break a Lugash debate series. Sean, your thoughts on losing to Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie did a great job, a better job than I expected. I lose with dignity. And to be frank, we all lose as Giants fans because both these guys are here.
That's well said. Well said. Hey, that was the first time I've ever heard you have that kind of dignity. I'm very impressed.
Well, I think he secretly agrees with me. I think the points I was making, he was like, oh boy, Lugauer's actually kind of right on a lot of these things.
You actually did make a lot of really good points. Like, I mostly side with Sean, but the way I viewed this, and Ozzy, I'll get to you. Calm down over there.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I know. I'm just playing around. I'm making it up. You actually made me move a little bit in my thought. I still don't agree with you, but I thought you did a really effective job of laying out your case. And honestly, I think the best point you made, besides some of the lines, was the injuries to Holland and Adebo being such a big deal. Yeah, those are two additions by Joe Shane. And let's be honest. He did bring them in.
Right, and when they got hurt, everything went to crap.
And Sean has said that many times. So, anyhow, good job, Tommy. The score right now is 10-9.
That's a point for the GM.
Excuse me, you're done. Okay,
all right,
he's going to tell you that he's covering up his tire marks, but that he still covered them up effectively, though.
Right. The score is 10-9, Morash Lugie. The next time there's a Lugash debate series, the possession arrow will belong to Tommy Lugauer. Ozzy, the floor is yours.
Well, first off, let me tell you why this debate was one big waste of time. Beeky mentioned in the open, players matter most. Daboll is just playing the role for now of Mike McDaniels. Shane is playing the role right now of the Dolphins general manager that just got canned a couple weeks back.
Greer, yes.
Not one caller, not Tiki, not Tommy, and not Tubby mentioned that Dart got concussed again with 8-plus minutes left in the third quarter this past week. That is his fourth concussion that we know of since the preseason game versus the Eagles. He is the only thing that matters.
Ozzie.
Just ask all Dolphin fans.
Ozzie.
Giant step Ozzie. Drafting Dart, you will take 10 giant steps back if you can't figure this out.
Right. You bring something up, and it's very important. When do you believe Jaxson Dart was concussed? Because Tiki has this great ability to rewatch the game film immediately, and he knows on cue, that's a concussion. So he'll give you a definitive answer. When do you believe Jaxson Dart suffered this concussion you speak of?
8-plus minutes in the third. So much so, he was on the ground shaking his head left and right, and of course his teammates are going to pick him up because that's what NFL players do.
That's fine.
I was upset with the NFL for not buzzing down and having him taken off the field.
Ozzie?
I remember this play, Ozzie.
Do you? Thank you, Ozzie. Was he concussed?
I thought he was.
How about that?
I thought he took a shot and was going to get pushed, taken off the field. But they don't. I'm confused about the rule. Because I see this every game, and not just the quarterbacks. I see it just random players getting their bell rung. And the way was thought to understand it was that when you demonstrate a small lack of motor control after taking a hit like that, there's a guy up there that sees it or should be watching it, and he buzzes down, and you have to come off the field. I don't think I've seen it once this year.
That's crazy.
And so I hope they're still doing it.
Right.
But I remember the play Ozzie was talking about, and I thought the same thing.
Wow. Okay. Give a point to Ozzie.
Yeah.
Because he says it. And look, we were at the game, so I don't know.
I just want to ask, because you might have this on tape. Was this around the goal line, Tiki?
It was in the red zone.
In the red zone. Because I remember him shaking his head. I think I said it to you, Evan.
Like, did you?
And I'm pretty sure he popped up. I said, oh, never mind. He popped right up.
You know what? I saved the audio of our entire game, so I can easily find that one, too, if you'd like. Could prove if you actually said that or not.
Yeah, I'm just having this memory in my head. I could picture him doing it now.
A few minutes into the third quarter, that's an easy one to find. I'll find it before the show is over today. You're listening to WFAN, and WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Omar in Franklin Square. What's going on, Omar?
Hey, guys. What are the chances that last year we saw Saquon get his championship, and this year we see Daniel Jones get his?
What are the chances? What are the chances? I mean,
unlikely, only because I know the Chiefs are the Chargers are one of the favorites still, but the Chiefs still feel like the team to beat.
Yeah,
they've gotten right relative to where they were because they look like they were struggling. They were going to be on the struggle bus. They're off it.
The only way I honestly could see this happening, and it's very unlikely. But it is on the table. And you mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs are off the struggle bus. Well, they are currently not a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
If somehow, some way, they miss the postseason, and you're talking about a postseason field that features the Bills as a wild card team, New England, Pittsburgh, Denver, the Chargers, Jacksonville. And again, I don't think that's going to be the case because I do expect that the Chiefs will make the playoffs. Then, sure, why not? I mean, I look at that field in the AFC, and I'm not blown away by anybody. I still would be mildly surprised. I wouldn't make them a favorite. But I could see them coming out of an AFC that doesn't feature Kansas City. But I'll tell you this, if the Chiefs are there, does anybody in their right mind think that Daniel Jones, Jonathan Taylor, and the whole crew is going to be Patrick Mahomes even at home?
No.
They're not beating them.
No. I couldn't wait to bet that game if that was the case.
But what if it isn't that game? What if what I just laid out actually happens?
Look, there's always a path. Injuries can happen where... Like they're just a well-sound football team. I can't deny that.
You're right.
To be honest with you, though, and I know that's the funner story, I think there's a better chance Xavier McKinney wins the year after Saquon Barkley after leaving the Giants than Daniel Jones, though.
Yeah, but that's not sexy.
No, it's not at all.
No one cares.
You need the two principals that were part of that whole who should we sign, who should we not drama that was from a couple of years ago. Okay, so with 8:57 left in this game, in the third quarter, Jackson Dart scrambles for 18 yards. Hit little contact, goes out of bounds. The very next play, they're doing a pump and go to his left. Bo gets beat, forces Jackson Dart to scramble to his right. He escapes up the middle of the field and then gets absolutely tattooed by Tatum Bethune. Destroyed. Helmet-to-helmet hit. In fact, Bethune got a penalty on this play for unnecessary roughness on the quarterback. And Jackson Dart gets up slow. And then he pops. He's laying there, actually. Grabs his helmet, and then he pops up and everything. And he plays the next play.
Interesting. But it looks like a concussion.
Ozzie was definitely right.
Yeah? How about that?
100% right. He got drilled.
This is very nerdy of me, but his reaction after that, what did the Giants do in the immediacy after that?
Incomplete pass. Left. Jackson Dart left. Jackson Dart short pass right to Singletary. Field goal.
That was when they didn't go for it on fourth down.
That was the field goal.
Fourth and three.
Do you think they knew?
Yeah.
Wouldn't run them on four yards to go.
Yeah. This is a part of why, you know, you can't trust these concussion protocols.
No.
Like, and it does sort of feel random sometimes when a guy is in concussion protocol because you're identifying that play. Ozzie did it from his couch as a fan. You're doing it as someone that certainly would know better than anybody else. And yet there was no buzz down. Tommy, does that change your opinion on the lack of a field goal?
I literally don't even know how to process this.
What do you mean?
Because when asked about it, he didn't say that Dart was concussed.
He can't say that.
Why not?
Because then he's going to go in a protocol, and then it calls the whole rule into question. He can't say that.
Remember, if your quarterback gets concussed, though, don't you have to protect the quarterback,
though? That's a different issue. Should
he protect my point. Okay. Are we protecting this quarterback, or we're just trying to win games?
Okay, we're moving to a different subject. Can go to that in a second.
I will go back.
I was asking you about the field goal attempt. Does it change your opinion on not going for it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Perfect. So, respectfully, new information's changed your opinion.
Yes, if the quarterback is concussed, you should not go for it.
Okay, because the second point's a great point. Let's get to it. Is there some concern that the Giants aren't doing enough, specifically this head coach, to protect this quarterback? It's a great question.
So, to be honest, this is on Jackson Dart. He's got to slide. You can't escape up the middle of the field and not just slide, dude.
You're
not breaking that tackle. You're not running through a defender. Slide.
But once that happens, do the Giants have any responsibility if they see this?
What can they do?
Take him out of the game if they think he has a concussion.
Oh, if they think he has a concussion, yes. Yes. I don't know if they think he has had a concussion yet.
And that's the point. You're relying on the NFL, their spotter, the independent eye, and this is a head coach that's already in trouble for going into the blue tent and got fined. You're right. They should be looking out for the best interest of the player. This sounds like an NFL problem. You know what I mean? Like, it's there. They have an independent spot there to identify.
In this case, this feels like it's on the NFL.
It just shows the inconsistency of it. I mean, guys get called in a protocol, and then guys don't get called in a protocol. So what the hell's the point of concussion protocol?
Man, he got drilled.
He got drilled on that play. And you're right, getting back to the sliding point, and his coaches in college tried to say it. His coaches in the NFL try to say it. He does play this game with a recklessness that is concerning. We all love Jackson Dart. We all think he could be a superstar. If you asked me, I said this the day after his debut, I'll certainly say it now, the biggest concern around Jackson Dart is that and the fact that he's not going to be able to stay on the field. And I'd be surprised if he finishes the season. Like, I still am waiting for that moment. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm waiting for that moment where he's hurt and we don't see him and we're stuck watching a bad Giant team with Russell Wilson quarterbacking.
So let me ask this. If you don't go for it there, which I said was idiotic, the math didn't work, and you didn't do it because you thought the quarterback was concussed, how do you keep him in the game?
They ran a QB draw, so I don't think he thought he was concussed, meaning two plays later, they run a QB draw.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah, so then that defeats the thought, then.
So there's no way the Giants in any way thought he was concussed.
Or they didn't care.
Thinking about it. Bethune got a penalty. He got a roughing he hit head-to-head contact, so he got a penalty on the play. So you know he got hit. You just assumed he was fine.
We'll get back to your calls in a minute. A lot of people want to chime in on who's worse, Daboll or Shane. And watching the football game last night with Bo Nix certainly has me thinking, especially with the Giants facing Caleb Williams on Sunday, how would we redraft the quarterbacks
of the 2024 NFL Draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.